Hello, LFU, and welcome back to Lads Preseason Pod. We're in week three now. Of course, no match day, but all the preseason talk to get you ready for our 26-27 Premier League campaign, which is just under 3 weeks away. So what's coming up today? Preseason business. The Trafford Medical is complete at the time of recording. We were also offered Liao, which is an interesting one. Julian Brandt is not coming to Leeds United, and outgoings-wise, Charlie Crew is going out on loan and Perry seemingly on his way out as well. We're going to be covering the US tour, Sunderland and Liverpool games reflections. What a two games they were, by the way. Proper opposite ends of the spectrum with that one. And Scum on Wednesday as well, and potential signings. My three plays I'd like to see Leeds United sign in the up-and-coming Premier League season. So let's find out what's happened with incoming. So just as I touched on there, James Trafford, the medical is done. By the time you're listening to this podcast, he's probably been announced. £40 million, it's a record signing for Leeds United, and he's the most expensive English goalkeeper of all time as well. So it's a big fee. He has a lot to live up to. I think he can do it. And as well as that, it's probably going to be a good deal as well. So we're going to have him for the next few years. He's only going to get better and better. He's already a quality keeper as well. It's just a shame he's been kept out of that City side, which obviously has the best goalkeeper in the world, arguably, in it, that being Donnarumma. So he's going to be a great sign, in my opinion. You can't really go wrong with it. Famous last words. But yeah, £40 million. It should be all done and dusted very, very soon. A very good signing for Leeds United. And just touching on something that popped up, I believe, on Wednesday. And I was quite shocked when I saw this. It was a clip on TalkSport. Rafael Leao, so this is a fella that plays for AC Milan. He's about 25, 26. He used to be this bright young spark that was going to absolutely rip up the world. It turns out he was offered to Leeds United. His agent went round calling Premier League clubs, Scum included in that, Arsenal included in that, and they also called up Leeds United as well. And this would be a great signing, you know, he's a tall striker, he can play on the wing as well. I think the only problem with him is he's like the lowest in the metrics for defensive actions, so I think he's a bit of a lazy guy. But it would have been a great signing if we managed to go forwards with it, but of course, he will just be too expensive. Like, we're looking at a 40, 50 million pound fee plus a 200 grand a week wage as well. There's just no chance that's happening. Now, I know people are going to be saying, oh, well, if we're looking to be ambitious, we should be trying to get these sorts of players. Look, that's all well and good, but when someone's on that much money a week and you're also asking for that fee as well, for money which we don't have and we need to invest in a lot more positions rather than just a winger striker, it's just unrealistic. We're not going to sign him. It would have been nice to have maybe cut a deal where it could have been like a loan, maybe with an obligation to buy on like the fact that we get into Europe or something. Something like that, but it ain't going to happen. But it was nice to dream. It was nice to have that bit of excitement like, hey up, this world-class player as well, not really world-class, but he's a very good player, is wanting to join Leeds United or is happy to join Leeds United. But we can dream. And moving on from that, Julian Brandt, he has gone to Ajax in the end. In a way, I'm kind of glad we didn't get him. Yes, he's a great player, and I've been singing his praises on this podcast for the past 2 weeks. But when a player is weighing up his decisions and he's being really indecisive about where he's going to, you know, he got shown round the ground and stuff, and he still wasn't sold on that. I'm kind of glad that attitude hasn't come to Leeds United. And he's gone to Ajax, which I think it's a bit of a waste for him. I don't think Ajax are the team they once were. You know, they didn't even win the Eredivisie last season, and they're going through Europa League qualifying rounds. But there you go. Brandt's gone, so we can stop talking about him now instead of, you know, ranting and raving, going, oh my God, it's going to be close to happening, and looking at all these crap rumours. And then outgoings-wise, it's just Charlie Crew, who's the confirmed one at the minute. He's been loaned out to Walsall. I'll be honest, he will probably be sold. I don't see this guy being a bright spark. It's his second spell in League Two now, and nothing has come from it, really. We haven't heard of anything. When Harry Gray got loaned out to Rotherham, we're hearing bits and pieces until he did get that injury. But Charlie Crew, he looked sort of promising him the season we got in the season after we got relegated, where, you know, he was playing those preseason friendlies and being in the squad, but nothing will come from him. He'll probably end up getting sold. And Lucas Perry, we'll touch on him for a second. You know, obviously nothing's been announced just yet, but it's looking increasingly likely he will be going to Torino now that we have signed James Trafford, because he isn't going to be the first choice. He probably doesn't want to sit on the bench for a second season in the Prem once again, because he ain't going to budge Trafford off it unless Trafford has an absolutely horror time in goal for Leeds United, which he won't. So he's going to leave. So it means we need to get in a new goalkeeper now once again. So that's all the transfer business that's happened so far. Let's get into the US preseason tour, which is finally finished. And of course, Silly Lad decided to release a podcast 30 minutes before the Sunderland game was going to happen. So I was just making complete guesses on what was going to happen in that game. But it played. I stayed up. I watched the full thing. It was an extremely boring game. Yes, we won 1-0, in which I said last week, just don't lose. I think that's the big thing for this. Just don't lose this game. And we didn't. It was 1-0 win. The weirdest goal ever from the Metro. I don't even know what he was trying to do. Was he trying to lob the keeper and miss hit it, and it just ended up rolling into the bottom right corner from about 35 yards out? LUTV was also having a fit as well. I think the Daleks took over the broadcast for a moment. The defence performed very well. Not that Sunderland looked extremely threatening on the attack. I thought they looked pretty blunt, but the defence held up well, so no complaints there. But yeah, it was just a average game. I didn't really take anything away from it. It was just a boring matchup, a 1-0 win in the US against Sunderland by a Nemecha scuffed lob attempt. You know, nothing much more to say on it. And then moving on to the Liverpool game, which had a bit more meat on the bone. It was a fantastic comeback to win the game 4-2. We were awful in the first half, by the way. We were absolutely dreadful. I was watching this going, oh my God, we're screwed for this season. It was against their first team players, but again, that's not an excuse. We're going to play this Liverpool team twice next year, and they will have their first team players in that team as well, which is a slight worry. Knowing our performances against them last season, where we managed to pick up two draws against their first team, it would have been nice to see us maybe go a little bit toe-to-toe with them. But of course, it's Liverpool. They have a new manager. It's Iraola. They're going to be playing well at this point. But in the second half, it was an excellent comeback. Brendan Aaronson did very, very well. A goal and an assist, I believe. DCL back on the score sheet twice, which is lovely to see. Longstaff getting a goal as well. That was 2-3 for him now. He's making a bit of a statement for himself. You know, he's saying to Daniel Farke, look, you should include me in this starting 11. He's making a good case for himself at the moment, but I just find it hard to see where he fits into that, because obviously we've got Ampadu, we've got Stack, we've got Tanaka, and as well as that, you know, attacking midfielders wise, we know how much Farke loves Brendan Aaronson. So I just don't see how he would get into that midfield, but it's good to see Longstaff performing this well. We know there's a player in there, and a player who I was quite surprised by. I kind of forgot he existed for a moment. Sebastian Bornau, he's been quality recently in these games. I have to say, he's played extremely well. Him at the back with Mumerovic looks pretty decent. Would I say he should start? Probably not. Joe Rodon has not been performing too well recently in those preseason games, but he had a good performance. It's nice to see that he wants to be part of this squad. He's performing very well, or maybe he's just trying to boost his transfer value up or something. I don't know. Who knows what these players are doing in the modern game now. But it was a strong performance from him. It's nice to going to be having him as a backup if he plays like that. And I just touched on him just then, Mumerovic. Solid performance in both games. He looks really, really good. Winning headers left, right, and centre. He's nice and composed on the ball. He's looking like a very tidy signing at the minute. And also, we topped the league. We topped the league in this preseason tour. I thought it was this Premier League summer series thing that they did. So what I want to know is, where is our trophy? Daniel Farke was complaining about it. We're in the US. They give a trophy for everything over there these days. Where's ours? Is it because Liverpool didn't win it? I bet if Liverpool won it, they would have rolled out the trophy on a red carpet for them and gone, ah, there you go, Liverpool. Well done for winning this. I want our trophy. I want our preseason trophy. And I'm counting that is silverware for this season. But anyway, regardless, it's a great way to round off the US tour. Players getting some good game time in there. and some great results and some great football coming from it. And alongside that as well, just recently, Okafor did post on his Instagram that he is coming back. So it's going to be nice to see him, hopefully, on Wednesday, which is when we play the Scum. So let's touch on that quickly. We played him in Dublin on Wednesday. I'd quite like to see a full-strength team put out, and let's go for it. Let's get Okafor in there, and it'll be interesting to see if James Trafford gets into the side, because I assume, if it hasn't already been confirmed, the deal is going to be confirmed very, very shortly. Let's get him in goal on Wednesday, or at least play Alex Cairns and sub James Trafford on in the second half, because it'll be great to see him. We just need a strong performance ahead of returning for the returning home games for the remainder of pre-season. Let's just get that confidence under us. That's what this pre-season's about, building up that confidence. We've just gone and made a comeback against Liverpool from 2-0 down to win 4-2. Let's go against the Scum in Ireland, and let's just go for it. Let's beat them. Let's play the football like we're going to do in the Premier League season, in pre-season, and let's just beat them. Fill ourselves full of confidence so we're going into that first game, Nottingham Forest away, you know, with our chests out a bit, feeling that little bit better. So that's going to be an interesting game. Of course, I hope we absolutely batter them and embarrass them, because it's the Scum. Hate those guys. But yeah, going to be an interesting game. And now let's move on to my potential signings. We've got three signings that I'm going to tell you about that I'd like to see Leeds United sign in the preseason. And number one, sorting out the backup goalkeeper problem that we're now going to have, I'm going with Sam Johnstone. Now, in no way is this guy going to be a starter for us whatsoever. We need a backup keeper. Perry's going to go to Torino. So let's get Sam Johnstone. He's an experienced Prem keeper, 33 years old. We can possibly get him cheap as well after Wolves relegation and the fact that he is getting on a bit. When I saw he was 33 years old, I was shocked. That man still feels like he's 26 years old. It feels wrong for him to be over 30. So I think that'd be a decent backup for us. I feel like it's a bit Darlow-esque. You know, Darlow really wasn't getting a lot of game time at his previous club. Sam Johnstone wasn't as well. But Wolves may want to keep him for the championship season. I think he could be a very good championship goalkeeper. But I think bring him in, nice and cheap, bit of experience in there, back up to James Trafford. It's a solid decision, in my opinion. And then moving on to the second signing I'd like to see us make. We were linked with him at pre-season, so before pre-season even started. It's Romano Schmid. He's a winger and attacking midfielder for Werder Bremen. He created the second most chances in the Bundesliga last season with 86. That would put him second in the Premier League ahead of Szoboszlai. And 26 years old, he's coming into his peak. A versatile player who can play across the attack, you know, on the wing and at CAM as well. He's an Austrian international. He's an Austrian. Yes, he's an international for Austria. So that's a decent footballing outfit that do okay at tournaments, you know, a nice little team there. So he's getting extra football in. And he will be about a £20 to £30 million signing, in my opinion, which I think Leeds United can do. Yes, we've just dropped around £80 million on two players in James Trafford and Mumerovic. But there will be a lot of wiggle room because we still do need to upgrade the squad in a lot of places. Daniel Farke does want that attacking midfield player. Now that Brandt's gone, we're also seeing Paxão links as well, which is pretty insane. It's like last summer all over again. But I think Romano Schmid will be a very, very nice fit for this Leeds United team. He can create chances. He's clearly very good on the ball and passing. That is just what we need, a versatile attacking player. And I don't think he'll be too expensive as well. And then my third sign-in that I'd like to see Leeds United pick up is a left-back. And it's Tagliafico. So this is probably a name that we've heard before many moons ago when we were in the Premier League last time. He's 31 years old and still a solid left-back choice for Lyon last year. He's clocking in with 53 tackles and 34 interceptions last season. It would be solid competition for Goodmanson at left-back, and he shouldn't be too expensive as well. This is a guy that's also playing for the Argentina national team. So I think he'd be a very good pickup. Nice and experienced. He's played Champions League football before. You know, was in the Ajax team that did fantastic. He's playing at a good outfit, being Lyon over in France. I think it'd be a good signing. His contract is running out this season as well, so they would maybe want to shift him for money. However, I do feel like he could be one of those players that runs down his contract when he gets his move back to his homeland of Argentina. But I think he'd be a solid backup, Premier League football for him. Him and Goodmanson competing at that left-back role, that'll be fantastic, and it would just really make the quality of our squad 10 times better in terms of depth as well. Well, there we go, LFU. That's it all done and dusted. Week 3 of Lads Preseason Pod. Make sure to follow socials, Lads Leeds on Instagram and X, and we're going to be back again next Friday for Week 4 of Lads Preseason Pod. Let's hope a lot more signings happen, and let's hope we beat the scum. Whatever you're doing in the next week, LFU, have a great time, and I'll see you next Friday.